Hello, welcome back to my podcast, Big Play Diaries with Dayton. I'll be touching up on a lot of sports things today, different types, NBA, WNBA, that's a new one for me. A little bit of the NFL, and a little bit of the MLB. And I will just be touching up on that. This is my fourth episode. And I did want to start off with talking about, the NFL real quick. Just wanted to talk about the whole Stephon Diggs thing, him to the Texans. That's really what I want to talk about. And I don't know if it's like Diggs, you know, going to the Texans, CJ Stroud, all that, take down Nico Collins. That'll be a really good addition. But he seems to not, like, the way he acted after the trade, it's like acting like Josh Allen's trash QB without him, and all that. After they're like best friends during the season, they have a really good friendship. And it's really low for him. If you couldn't tell, I am sick, and it might be a little off topic, but Sketch went down, played with them, all five of them. Played a little, football with them, little one-on-ones. He's a really big name now. Football Madden YouTuber, streamer, really big now. It started the whole "What's up, brother?" thing, Tuesday, that thing. It was a little off topic, but I did want to talk about also WNBA. That I didn't want to talk about the WNBA draft, the whole college, end of the college, Caitlin Clark a little bit.
Caitlin Clark.
I didn't want to talk about her impact on the game. Her last year, losing, this year, college not winning the championship again, but her impact on the women's basketball game is one, like, I don't think we've ever seen before, like, even an NBA player, men's basketball player. I mean, people knew more WNBA players. I mean, not WNBA. People knew more women's college basketball players in March Madness this year than they did men's. I mean, that's really saying something about this year's March Madness in college. I mean, personally, I did also know more players probably in the women's bracket than I did in the men's bracket this year. I mean, the only one I kind of really knew was like Caleb Love, maybe a couple other ones, Jeremy McCain, other. But South Carolina does finish their undefeated season. Dawn Staley, one of the greatest women's coaches. All right, I want to talk about the WNBA draft. First of all, pick. Of course, Caitlin Clark. There was a video on Instagram of the team Indiana Fever, I think they are, of a couple of players reacting to her, them drafting her. And I mean, by their reaction, you would think she's the messiah of them, or the god of the world. She's honestly like the Michael Jordan of the WNBA, and she, rookie year. Probably going to be, like, insane news coverage. And she's going to make the WNBA a lot of money. And she's only getting paid around $70,000, $80,000 a year. And that's kind of, like, terrible. I mean, it's, like, a four-year contract worth $338,000. I think that's how much she's making in 4 years. And she's going to, I mean, she'll have endorsements and all that, but that's kind of like, she made more money in college, probably in her 4 years in college, than she's going to get with that 4 years. But she's going to get endorsements and all that, but she is probably going to make the WNBA more money than she's earning. Because the amount of people that watch her, the amount of people that are probably going to watch her first game, like the first Indiana Fever game, is probably going to break a record in WNBA. And even if, like, if they were to, like, win the championship or something like that. Second overall pick, Cameron Brink, Stephen Curry's goddaughter. Pretty sure god sister, maybe. I think it's his god sister. Drafted second overall. Pretty good at Stanford. Third overall, mate. I think he was second or third. But they want to talk about Angel Reese. Angel Reese real quick. I don't really like Angel Reese as a player. Like her attitude and the way when she loses she talks about the game. I don't really like her game either, but that is someone a lot of people love and look up to. And hope the best for her. But I am actually going to be, first time ever, might turn on a WNBA game, and it will be Caitlin Clark's first ever game with Aaliyah Edwards. Also wanted to talk about the NBA a little bit. It is officially almost playoffs, basically playoffs. Play-in is going right now. Lakers have what did beat the Pelicans. Zion's 40-piece. Zion drops a 40-piece and gets injured in, like, last minutes of the game or something. Gets injured on a kind of no, I mean, I would call it a contact, but kind of no contact injury. He kind of just gets landed funny. I think they said it was leg soreness. You could tell right when he made the shot, he started, like, walking back weird. You could tell he was hurt, and he had to go to the locker room. That's pretty sad for the Pelican season, but I am a Lakers fan, so I'm definitely not happy he's hurt, but I am happy the Lakers did win. It's good, kind of good that Zion didn't really play the last couple minutes. Magic versus Cavaliers, Suns versus Timberwolves, the Lakers have to play the Nuggets again. Well, I know I am a Lakers fan, but I don't see the Lakers winning against the Nuggets, and I don't really see the series being close. Knicks still don't know who they're playing. Celtics still don't know who they're playing. Mavericks versus Clippers. My predictions for the games, I will say that. First to play in, 76ers versus Heat. I have the 76ers beating the Heat, even though it's playoff Jimmy. Hawks, Bulls. There's no way the Bulls win. I do have the Hawks winning. Kings, Pelicans. I do have the Kings winning. Now these, I know I didn't just name them, but I do have the Cavaliers beating the Magic. Wolves beating the Suns. No. Suns beating the Wolves. I do have the Knicks losing to. I do have the Knicks. No, the Knicks winning, whoever they play. Nuggets I have beating the Lakers. Celtics I have winning whoever they play. Do have the... it's a hard one. Mavericks, do have them winning. Do have the Bucks winning against the Pacers. Thunder, I do have winning. I think I have Thunder winning it all. I do have Thunder winning it all, yep. I know they don't have a lot of experience, but I do have them winning it all. Yeah. All the games. It's all the teams so far. Yep, championship. I do have the Thunder winning, and I think Shea will be Finals MVP. Award predictions for this year: MVP, Jokic, Most Improved Player. I think it was. Is it Maxey? I think Tyrese Maxey I have. Defensive player of the year. But a lot of people have Rudy Gobert. Do think it should be Victor Wembanyama, but it is Rudy Gobert, probably. Do have Victor Wembanyama winning Rookie of the Year. Coach of the Year I do have being the Oklahoma City Thunder's coach. That is all I'm going to touch you on for today. And thank you for listening to my podcast on Big Play Diaries with Dayton.